We're live. Let's play the intro.
Back.
Hello. For live. We're here.
Hello.
I haven't seen technical difficulties. So we're sorry about the late start time. So
yeah. Wow.
Also, words are hard. Hold on a second.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's not. What is that? No. Okay. You're failing on me here, man.
I'm flexing with my MailChimp cup.
No, you're not flexing because you're drinking water. Like, what's going on there? This is what you should be drinking.
I always drink water. It's just a matter of what kind of water. Today, I'm drinking good old Georgia water.
Did you know that I think it's Topo Chico that actually gets its sparkling water straight from the ground? Like, it's already bubbly? Did you know that?
I don't believe that for a second.
And I'm pretty sure Pellegrino is the same way. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's accurate. I mean,
I don't know about that.
I Googled it.
What I do know about water, because this is the water show, right? This is where we just talk about water all day.
Water. That's it.
Yeah. Winject. No, Winject or water. Water, Winject, it's one of the W words. But I do know that Dasani comes right out of Lake Lanier here at their bottling plant here in Georgia. They get their water.
Dasani's the worst.
That's because they're drinking Lake Lanier. No, I don't drink Dasani.
Okay.
I don't drink any bottled water, really. I just drink water from the tap.
Oh. Yeah, well, you drink filtered water, right?
I drink canned. Yeah, well, I use water filter, but I drink canned water, and I drink water from the tap. Okay, so this is not the show where we talk about water. Sorry for our listeners.
No, this is good. This is good.
this is Zach and Jason live every Thursday at 2 p.m. That's today, right. It's 2:15 p.m. Eastern
20.
And we are continuing the discussion that the rest of the guys start during the week, and we kind of cap off the discussion each week. And this week is about cultivating discipline. For those of you who are not already a part of the Winject community, head over to winject.com or winject.com/join to check out all the different membership options there. You can hit us up with a message at Winject Studios or at Jason Marlowe, at Zach Tatum, or you can send a message to the community at 843-396-2104. I think I got that right.
Just
843-396-2104.
If you missed it, it's down below, so you can see it scrolling across the bottom. Just don't hit us. Like, literally, don't actually physically hit us.
You're gonna knock at the door.
Gotcha. So my son, really quick before we get into today, because it's a really good one today. But my son, he's a daredevil on his little balance bike now, and he likes to terrorize his 6-year-old sister. My son now, remember, he's two, likes to terrorize his 6-year-old sister by saying "crash you," and he wants to ride his bike down the hill and just ram into her bike. I don't think he's just have to wrap him in bubble wrap or something. I don't know.
That's awesome.
We're in trouble. Yes, today we are going to be talking about, like Jason already said, like we've been talking about all week, is cultivating discipline. And in this series, we're the last one, right? We're the last
crafting it. The last. Yes.
We get to pull up the rear end here and end it.
We're the caboose. Mm-hmm. We're the junk in the trunk.
They save the best for last, right?
Yeah. What's another cliche we can throw out?
I don't know, man.
Well, let's get started. I know you had a lot to talk about on this topic. You had a lot of good ideas. So why don't you just start us off?
Yeah. So I would say to begin with, I think the biggest thing, if you're in, it doesn't matter if you're, if this is, you're trying to cultivate discipline with work, with working out, with fitness, with, health, like eating better, getting up early, whatever it looks like for you, I think that this applies across the board. And I think one of the places I would suggest starting is to really know your strengths and weaknesses.
I think
a lot of us aren't very self-aware of things. Like I've seen counselors in the past for just different things that I've been dealing with, and I will come in with all these things and just say, I know this, and this. And then they're like, wow, you're very self-aware. And I'm like, right. I like to think about things and overthink things. And sometimes that's a good thing and a bad thing. Jason knows how I can overthink on some things and dwell on things. But I think knowing your strengths and your weaknesses, what distracts you? Do you overthink things? Is that going to keep you from being disciplined? All of those things I think it's a great place to start. I mean, are you good at setting boundaries? Are you not good at setting boundaries? Because that's going to be a big, big thing for you when you're disciplined, like when you're cultivating discipline.
You got to
know how to set boundaries. You got to know where to draw the line on things, because if you don't, you're just going to cross those lines. So being self-aware and knowing from the get-go, what are you good at? What are you not good at? What are you going to need to work on and really think on and try to strive to get better at in order to get to be more disciplined in whatever area it is you're trying to be more disciplined in?
Yeah. You know, I think for me and for a lot of people, setting those boundaries is really difficult. Some people are really good at just saying no. At saying no to things. I'm not good at saying no to things. It's like two stories here that I'll say. One is there's a phrase that my wife uses that I just absolutely love, and it's like a thing that lots of people say, but no is a complete sentence. And I'm just not good at saying no, because I feel like I have to explain why I'm saying no. But that phrase is so true. And I think that it really helps you to set those boundaries by just saying no. Now, you know, people who are really good at pushing boundaries will force you to explain why, or try to force you to explain why. But, you know, when you are, when you're really trying to discipline yourself to not overextend yourself or to not, commit to things that you know you don't have time to, but you feel bad for saying no. It's really important. It's really important to be disciplined and do your best to try and just keep no at a complete sentence. So that's just one thing that I've always loved. And I saw a t-shirt the other day that had that on it. And so it just had me thinking about it like constantly, because my brain keeps kind of going back to that.
It said no is a complete sentence.
Yeah. Just as no is a complete sentence. Just says no real big, and then says, you know, is a complete sentence, which I thought was good. Yes. Because,
So is yes.
Are you trying to push my boundaries? I'm trying to set boundaries here.
You're trying to push me.
You're breaking beyond the boundaries. Yeah, don't push me. And then, you know, there was another thing that I was thinking about this morning. I haven't told you about this yet, but so my son is going to be doing soccer. And,
cool.
And I know that a couple of years here we go. So I know that a couple of years ago, your daughter was doing soccer in the same program that my son's in, or going to be in. And apparently, the money that you pay for the program is not just for I thought that it included something for coaches, which I guess is my. Which is, you know, my I don't even know what to say the word for it, but my oversight, I guess. But my wife, who's the one who signed up for it, has gotten text messages and emails galore asking us to coach. And I'm sure like every other parent in the program is getting asked to coach. And when they asked about it, my wife said no. They said, would you like to coach? And my wife said no. And then they came back and then they were like, well, we really need coaches. We really need a parent coach for the program. We really need it. And my wife is like, no, thank you. And then like, seriously, for like days, apparently they've been pushing to the point where they were like, listen, we really got to have a coach for this program. I was like, she's like, I don't know anything about soccer. I literally know nothing about soccer. I can't coach.
That's not true. Yeah.
Nor do I have to, she doesn't know any position. Like, I promise you, don't know anything about soccer. But the thing is, it's like they're pushing those boundaries. But, you know, I guess for a specific reason, because they need a coach. But, you know, I know that
you, brother.
A couple years ago, you did not set that boundary. And you instantly became the coach of a children's soccer team.
Well, in my defense, I did say if they didn't have one, I would say yes. But at the same time, I thought that it's going to be me and at least one or two other dads or moms that were going to help coach. Yeah. No, apparently all the other moms and dads said no, and they were like, "Bless you for doing this." So I was like, "Yeah, bless me." Keep that in mind. You know, but you know what? My wife made a really good point when I said I don't know anything about soccer either, but I know that you know can't use your hands and you got to get the ball from point A to point B. You got to get in the goal, right? I knew that.
Yeah.
And she said they're three. None of them know anything about soccer. I was like, touche.
Well, that is a good point about the age. Now, my son's playing in like the 5 to 6 league, so I think that some of these kids have already been playing.
Probably,
So I was sitting in the kitchen washing dishes this morning. My wife's telling me about all these texts she keeps getting. And I'm thinking like, okay, so I played like about 4 years or so growing up in the YMCA league. And I was like, maybe I could do it. And I was like, nope. Set the boundary. I'm not doing that. I can't do that. I would be terrible at it. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get into the topic at hand. So, I mean, well, I guess we are, but let's get back on track. Discipline, setting boundaries. Right.
Yeah, I think just being self-aware. I think that's the biggest thing. You just know where your strengths and weaknesses are, and lean into those strengths, but don't be naive not to do anything with those weaknesses, because those weaknesses can drag you down. It will break you every single time. So be aware of those. Know where those are at, where those stumbling blocks are, so that you can conquer those and get ahead of it. Really. Yeah. But Jason, I think when we were talking about this, you mentioned a book that you're reading from Chip Gaines, right?
Yeah. Chip Gaines. Go ahead.
You had a really good point, and I want you to share that one because I thought it was really good.
Yeah. So when you think about cultivating discipline, he doesn't speak to this exact point in the book, but I feel like what he was saying in the book that I was reading kind of resonated with what we're talking about now. The book is called No Pain, No Gains. And it came out early this year, like in the spring. Yeah. I think all his books are like that though. It came out earlier in the spring. And one of the things that really resonated well with me that he talks about in the book, about how they've built their company and how he's built his company and how he's really focused on entrepreneurship and growth over the years, is the belief, and he reiterates this a lot in the book, is the belief in sweat equity, is to putting in the work to make it happen. And I mean, like most entrepreneurs would be like, yeah, put in the work. But, you know, for him, it's more of like, you know, getting sweaty, getting dirty, making sure that you're the first one there and the last one gone, and you are putting everything you've got each and every day into that project. And for me, that's a great mindset to have when you're trying to cultivate discipline, that you are the one that is in charge of everything that you do. You have to make sure that you are putting in the work to make it happen, which means that you are going to have to, you got to stay focused. You got to stay busy, and you got to put in the work to keep that focus. It's not something that's just going to come easy to you each and every day. So, you know, that was a good book. I'm Yeah, I'm about halfway through it now, but that's just something that kind of poked out to me when we were talking, you know, before the show about this, is that if you want to be disciplined, you really got to put the work in to do so. It's not something that's going to come easy, like, at all.
Yeah. well, that's the reason you're not doing it already. You know what I mean? Like, it's right. One of those things where it's, you're not doing it because you don't know what you're doing yet. And I think everything we're about to say really goes back to the strengths and weaknesses at the beginning of mm-hmm. being self-aware of those things that are going to come down the road for whatever you're trying to do. If it's more discipline in your work, more discipline in your career, more discipline in working out, more discipline in with relationships, more discipline, whatever, you can apply it to a million different things, whatever it looks like. But I think having that self-awareness and knowing that there's going to be these stumbling blocks and how do you navigate those is crucial. It is really quiet today. We usually have, I don't know if it's just because of the late start and everything, but man, if you guys are out there watching, I know there's people watching. I would love to hear your thoughts on this, guys, and see what you think about discipline and cultivating and what your experience has been cultivating discipline. So the next thing I would say would be that I'd like to kind of discuss for a little bit. It is the idea of eliminating temptations. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's work related, one of the biggest things that is a time suck for you, for any entrepreneur, it doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, I think it's regardless across the board, is social media. Mm-hmm. It's a massive time suck. And I think if you're trying to be more disciplined and more focused on your work and reaching your goals, this kind of goes back to what we talked about last week with goal setting. But if you can eliminate that, to me, that is one of the biggest complaints I think most people say is, I'm not disciplined in my work. But if you go back and look, they're not good managing their time mm-hmm. in order for them to be more disciplined. And one of the biggest problems with that would be social media. And so there's several things that you can do to solve that problem. The biggest, we'll go into the biggest one I think would be helpful for anybody. And I've tried it in the past. I think Jason, you're trying it now. And that's these apps. It's these apps to block social media or certain apps or certain pages on your web across the internet, I guess you could say.
I think they call them distracting websites.
Yeah, distracting web. There you go. Like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter all of these ones that are going to pull you away from what you're trying to focus on. Yeah. And that's what they do. They just block those distractions. So you're eliminating that temptation now, and it's gone from you. And you can block it, and you can set it for certain times of the day. So let's say 8 to 5 work time. I'm not getting in on those. And these apps, I've used Freedom as one of them in the past. I've used Cold Turkey Blocker at one point. I think Jason, you said you downloaded Rescue Time, and there's another one called Self Control.
It's less of like a an app blocker and more of like awareness thing. And so it's like, you've spent X amount of hours on Facebook. You know, you've done this amount of time doing this thing. You can also use it to log tracking. So it's a multi-purpose app. But I think that's a good one. The Rescue Time was a good one, just to kind of stay like more self-aware. It like keeps you like, oh wow, I didn't realize I was on that for that long. You know?
Yeah. But I guess I'm wondering if I'm playing devil's advocate on that, because you have that, I have that on my phone. I can tell how much mm-hmm. with, you know, on iPhone, like how much screen time I've had and where I've spent all that screen time, and I hardly ever check it. I think the, if you can find something that will block those for you, so that it's not a temptation. Now, obviously you have control. You can turn it on and off if you want, but mm-hmm. that's a stumbling block right there that keeps you from being distracted. Right. So,
I think there's Chrome extensions that do similar things. So I know for me, those might be helpful, like in the evening time so I'm like, keep my phone down, or, you know, not keep it in my pocket, like put it on a table and keep it away from me. But you know, like during the day, there's a Chrome extension. I just looked it up while we're sitting here talking that I've used in the past. It's called Stay Focused.
Yeah.
I think you can, I think I remember it. You can set like times. So you're like, hey, block this site for the next 2 hours. I got to stay super focused, and it will block it until you turn it off. So, or it hits the time limit. So things like that might be pretty good to stay focused and to help maintain that discipline.
I have one called Be Focused. I think it's the same, maybe the same thing. It does something very similar. I don't know if it blocks. It may block sites, but it will tell you timers. You set a timer. I'm gonna stay focused for this for 30 minutes, and then I'm gonna get up and walk. I think it's more to like get you up so you're not sitting all day. Some other things I think to help kind of eliminate temptations with your, and this is more specifically talking about time. And I keep looking up because the next thing is I have this whiteboard that's all over this back wall behind me here. And I have my, like, I have a running massive long to-do list. Then I have like project lists, and I have leads that we're working on that board. I have them elsewhere digitally, but having it right there, I don't have to pull anything up. And then right in the middle and big, it's my top three right. for the day. Right. And then I have a section of what I like to call just extra. Right. So I look at our project list and our to-do list and where we're at with those different projects. And then every morning I come and write down my top three. Yeah. And then I write down maybe four or five extra things that I could do. If I get, once those top three are done, then I move into the other ones. And it was a really easy switch to become more disciplined and focused because it's simple, right? If you already have a list of things that you need to get done, it's really tempting to try to knock off the entire list. But if you have there's 30 or so, 40 or so items on my to-do list over there, there's no way I can tackle all that. But if you start biting them off one at a time and moving them over to those top three, it's easier, right? And then you get a flow going, and you become more disciplined at that point.
You know, I like the whiteboard idea because I don't have one now, but when I worked in an office space and ran a team, I ordered one of those huge whiteboards. It's like, I don't know, it was like 8 feet long or something like that, and it had a pivot, it was double sided. And when we would work on projects, we would have planning sessions on those. We would color code each person. So each person had their own, dry erase marker that they would use. And we would use that as our punch list. We would also put goals up there. When we had wins, there was a time where we were trying to build a website to compete with a big competitor. And when we started to outpace those on the productions that we were running on both, we printed it out and stuck it up on the board and, had a little mini party because we had been hitting those goals and we were staying focused. So I think to your point, staying focused is a huge part of cultivating discipline, and finding little ways that work specifically for you is one of the most vital things that you can do, because whiteboards work for some people, they don't work for other people. Task managers work for some people, they don't work for other people. I know that I'm still looking for something that works well for me after I don't know how many years of trying to find the solution that will help me kind of stay focused and on task. But for me, the thing that works the best is the silly little notebook that I keep. This is where I keep my notes. This is where I have my list of things to do. So like, Zach, you have your whiteboard. This is my list of things that I'm working on this week.
Hey, but the thing is like you make that comment too, but I have pages and pages and pages of notes here.
The thing is that to my point though, you use that notebook because we have the same notebook. You use that notebook differently than I do. And I think that's important. Like, and we were working on a project for a client, and you were designing their their like notebook that their goal notebook and calendar book or whatever. What's that thing called that you're working on that has like
brand guide? Brand or style?
No. It was a planner. That was it.
Yeah.
You work in a planner. And it was interesting when we were working on like the version 2 design or kind of going over feedback from version 1. You know, the client was like, I use it this way, and I think we might need more space over here to do this. And it's funny because his admin chimes in and is like, oh, well, she holds up her planner that she's been using that we made for them. And she's like, I use it this way. She goes, I don't even use this whole column over here. And I think it's just very interesting that there's no one way to perfectly plan your day and to cultivate that discipline. And I think it's just, it's listening to us, maybe taking some of the suggestions we have and trying to put them into practice and see how you can mold it and tweak it and make that work for you. Because, you know, and that's why there's so many project management applications out there, you know, because they're all slightly different. Like, do you want it to where it's very like basic and it's really easy to do things? Do you want it so super detailed that you need to be like a programmer to do it? There's everything in between. I just think that's a really funny thing because there's no one way that really appeals to everybody. And so you kind of have to find this way that works for you specifically. And I think that's kind of cool because it speaks to how different we all are. So, but yeah it's all about.
Some of you guys listening probably right now are going, what does this have to do with discipline? But I think a lot of these things that we're mentioning, we're talking a lot about more directed towards, I guess, time management and ways that you can stay on task to be focused and to be disciplined. I think a lot of these things that we're mentioning would be is very, very helpful in cultivating that discipline. And everything we're mentioning is helping create a habit, make a habit, create new habits.
Right.
Whenever you're trying to be self-disciplined or cultivate more discipline in your life with different, whatever it is, form a routine that makes sense for you and your schedule. Yeah. Don't do it based off. Like I know, I went through this whole thing where I was like, you know, Jocko and, the man gets up at 4:30 every day.
I was about to say, were you getting up at 4 a.m.?
So, well, here's the thing. If you go to his Instagram account, me and my wife were looking at it the other night, and it was he posts a picture of his watch when he gets up every day. And sometimes it's like 3:30, sometimes it's like 4:30, but it's never after 5. It's always like between 3:30, 4:30, he's up and he's working out. And I remember thinking, this man is so disciplined. I mean, he has a book called Extreme Ownership. And so it's like all about, discipline. I mean, he's a Navy SEAL. Like if anybody's disciplined, it's a Navy SEAL, right? It's somebody who's been, but it's routine, right? That he sticks to. He goes and sticks to a routine. To your point just a minute ago, make sure it fits with what works for you and your schedule. Because I try to do it for, I try to do the 4:30 thing and it worked for a little while. And then we had our son and I was like, I'm up all the time throughout the night, like 4:30, like that alarm goes off. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. But I have started going back now and I'm usually getting up between 5:30 or 6 now, starting my day off with stretches and reading and just getting my mind ready for the day. I find I told my wife the other day, like, that right there has been a game changer for me again. Like I love my morning routine. And when it gets disturbed for a kid who won't stay asleep or gets up too early, like at first I'm like, gosh, man, messes up my morning. But, you know, that kind of leads me to one of my last points I want to talk about is that you got to forgive yourself when you fall off the wagon or you quote unquote mess up. You have to get up, you have to dust yourself off, and you have to learn for the next go round. What did you learn? What got you off this discipline train, I guess you can call it, right?
Dude.
What What got you off of it? And don't be afraid
That's like what we were talking about. Gosh, that was like a month or two months ago on the show. We talked about giving yourself a pass, you know, like giving yourself a free pass when, you know, when you do mess up or you need to, you know, shift gears or something like that. I think it's super important to, you know, say, hey, you know, I screwed up or, you know, I'm not hitting the goals that I want, or I'm not being the kind of person that I want to be. You know, it takes time. It takes time to change. And I also think that it's really important to make sure that when you are trying to cultivate a discipline, whether it's trying to be disciplined or trying to cultivate a discipline, I think it's important that you set your goals, that make sure that your goals are achievable. Because I know that for me, one of the worst things that happens when you're trying to be more disciplined, or trying to, you know, like I said, cultivate a discipline, is when you try and when you bite off more than you can chew. So I think that it's really important to, you know, make small strides, towards that ultimate goal. Because there's nothing worse than getting in the mindset to change something. And then working towards that, setting like a lofty goal and then failing, because then it feels like it knocks you down two steps below where you even started before you were in the right mindset. And then it's like, well, what the heck is the point of even getting into that mindset again to make a change? Because it didn't work out. I just couldn't keep it up. That's not the kind of person that I am. And then you just end up just declining even more. And I feel like that's a pretty easy spiral to fall into. So,
well, and what's interesting, what you just said is like, that just didn't work for me. Okay. Like we've already established multiple times in this podcast or this live already is,
yeah,
find what does work. Find what fits your schedule. Just because Jocko gets up at 4:30 in the morning doesn't mean that you have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. And it may not work.
I'm absolutely not getting up at 4:30 in the morning. I am not a morning person. That would not benefit me greatly.
That is very true. I know myself. Because Jace, I'll put on our team Slack in the morning sometimes, like, good morning. And he's like, oh, you sounded chipper this morning. Like, because I am a morning person. I love the morning. And the reason I love the morning, and this is not necessarily pertaining to self-discipline, but the reason I love the morning is you have a whole day of opportunity in front of you. You have a whole day to do, like, just to do whatever you can to reach whatever you're trying to do or accomplish. Like, it's right there. And I love it. It's my favorite. I used to be a night owl. And sometimes I am. I have moments where, you know, I want to be up late. But for the most part, like nowadays, I'm like, I'm ready to go to sleep and recharge for the next day. Cause I love the mornings, my favorite time of the day.
And yeah, I'm not that like attack the day kind of person. That's how I am on a Monday. I'm ready to start my day early on a Monday because I know there's a whole week ahead and I got to attack early because there's always things that are going to pop up. I feel like I'm that way on a Monday, but not about the rest of the week. Cause like, you know, people would come into the office, when I had my regular 9-to-5 job before we started this endeavor, and people would come in and they'd be like, Mondays. They're like, I need my coffee. I don't drink coffee, by the way. I need my coffee. I got to get going. I can't get going without my coffee. And it's like 9 o'clock rolls around, 10 o'clock rolls around. And they're still kind of like slugging around the office. And I'm like, come on, man, let's get going. Let's get going.
It's a new day. It's a new week.
You just gotta get going. And I feel like I'm not somebody who's gonna, I will get up early if I need to. But I like working late, like into the night, like, because it's quiet, it's dark. I can just work and be at peace and, you know, the whole house is sleeping. And so I don't feel like I need to like go do something. I can just work and just, it's nice and
that's,
quiet.
That's how I feel like in the mornings though. The exact same way.
There you go.
I feel like no one's up. I'm not going to get a text message. I'm not going to get a phone call. I'm not going to get an email in the morning. It's like none of that's going to happen because everybody's asleep.
Yeah. I just prefer the other. You know what? Send us a message at Winjek Studios, 843-396-2104. Drop a comment on here. Let us know. Are you, before we end the show, are you a morning person or are you a night person? Like when are you at your most productive? Because for me, it is not during the day.
Wait, during the day?
It's not during the day? During the daylight hours? Yeah. So from 6:30 a.m. until 9 p.m., not productive at all. But from 9 to 11 at night, I am
that
like
that's super that productive. Changes our whole business, man. Like, we have to talk after this.
because I'm actually have a nap.
He's got a nap
because I'm not productive
for 3 o'clock.
I'm not productive during the day. Drop us a line. Drop us a line and let us know.
Or even if you're already in the Winjet community, why don't you just go ahead and text that number, 843-396-2104, and let us know what you're and just would it be funny as we get like night owl or morning person and Chris is like, what does that mean? if you're in the community listening to this or watching this afterwards, drop us a line. Follow us on Instagram. Our information's in the scrolling tab below. Become part of the community. Stay tuned.
I think, next week, why don't we talk a little bit, maybe talk for a minute at the end of our podcast about our new podcast coming out. You want to do that?
I'm ready for that because I'm going to be real. I am so pumped about this. I wake up every morning like, let's get another one. Let's get another one recorded. And I can't wait to share it with the world. It's going to be awesome.
Do that. All right. See you guys. Bye, Winjet community.
Later.
Cast is brought to you by Winjet Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.